Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 71. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 74. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Applications for the 2023 Ag Innovation Challenge due at the end of the month. Michael Clements shares more about a previous participant on the benefits that the contest provides.
The American Farm Bureau Federation's Ag Innovation Challenge offers rural entrepreneurs a chance to help grow and innovate. Dusty Reynolds of Bird's Eye Robotics, a company developing a robotic way to identify and remove mortality from poultry operations, was the runner-up last year. Reynolds says the contest offers many benefits.
We looked at this as even if we walk away with $0, there's folks within those rooms, there's access to contacts. You're going to see a lot of people, you're going to rub shoulders with people who you never would have met. The cash is great, but honestly, it's the contacts, it's the relationships, it's the exposure that you're just not going to get if you hunker down in your office and just focus on your screen all day.
He says connecting with others through the Ag Innovation Challenge and the Farm Bureau Annual Convention helped his business.
We went to a restaurant, and there was a fellow that we had met from the UK. He's an expert within poultry, but also with computer vision. This is a guy that's provided a ton of resources for us just since we met him down there. Going to this pitch competition, you bump into someone, you never even know they existed. And if we would not have met this guy, nor been able to use the resources that he's brought had we not went to Atlanta and been part of the competition.
Reynolds encourages all rural entrepreneurs to apply.
I don't understand why someone wouldn't do it, to be frank. I think a lot of the eyeballs go to the cash, and that's certainly part of the equation. But the reality is most startups don't know what they're doing, and they're operating with a lot of question marks. Going down and being humble with yourself, being humble with others, you get a lot of insight into the industry. You get access to contacts, maybe you get access to a bit of cash. And so I'd really encourage anyone just to take the time, submit a video, get your application in, and go from there.
Applications are open until April 29th. Learn more and apply online at fb.org/challenge.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Bombardier officials say Wichita will now be the company's U.S. headquarters, and it's planning to fill nearly 200 jobs in the city. The company announced Tuesday that Wichita will be the home of the newly named Bombardier Defense Division. Bombardier officials said they are recruiting up to 500 jobs across the country, of which about 200 will be in Wichita. Bombardier also confirmed that it has received additional orders for modified versions of its Global 6000 aircraft as part of a potential for $465 million order from the U.S. Air Force. The State Fire Marshal's Office says investigators were not able to determine what caused a fire and explosion at the Haven Midstream gas plant last week. Fire Marshal spokeswoman Jill Brona said no foul play is suspected in the fire. The fire and subsequent explosions prompted fire officials to evacuate people who lived within about 1.5 miles of the plant for a few hours. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to 4 models. Kia continues to innovate as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better way to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of 4 new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you." Shawnee County law enforcement authorities are investigating an altercation that included gunshots. Just before 5:30 p.m. yesterday, police were called to the 1800 block of Southeast Massachusetts Avenue in reference to a possible shooting. That's according to Lieutenant Michael Hearn. Upon arrival, officers learned several subjects were involved in a physical altercation when one began firing shots in the area. Another subject ran from the area, and it was unknown if he had been injured or not. Police detained several subjects due to some of the rounds striking houses and cars. Stormont Vail Health has agreed through a letter of intent to negotiate a contract with the Geary County Commission and the Geary Community Hospital, along with its Board of Trustees, that could result in Stormont Vail providing hospital and clinic services in Junction City and Geary County. That's according to a statement from the Topeka-based regional health care system. The non-binding letter of intent was approved by the Geary Community Hospital Board of Trustees and the Geary County Commission on Monday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Former U.S. Representative Brad Ashford, a Democrat who served one term representing Nebraska's Omaha Center District, has died. He was 72. Ashford's family said he died Tuesday, 2 months after he revealed he was undergoing treatment for brain cancer. Ashford was a state senator from Omaha when he unseated longtime Republican incumbent Lee Terry to represent Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District. Ashford, an attorney and lifelong Omaha resident, sought the seat again in 2018. But lost the primary to Karen Eastman. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts signed a law on Monday that will allow the state to move forward with plans to build a canal in Colorado to divert water out of the South Platte River because of fears about growing water consumption in Colorado. Ricketts proposed the canal project to help protect Nebraska's water rights, although Colorado officials have questioned the need for it. Officials estimate that it will take 8 to 10 years to complete the project. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no! Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann from Kansas' Big First District made town hall stops Monday in Washington and Marysville. Tracy Mann commented on the recent inflation spike and its impact on Kansas residents.
A lot of issues, we all know this with inflation right now, with our supply chains, with a lack of labor. And in many ways, I think it's a result of this spending. You know, before the American Rescue Plan passed last year, last March, which was a $1.9 trillion bill, or spending bill, the San Francisco Federal Reserve said at that time, they felt like the economy could withstand a $400 billion injection without seeing inflation. And here, when we pass a $2 trillion bill, and we exceed that by, you know, that $400 billion number by fivefold, you know, we're going to see inflation. When we have a situation where we're paying people more money to stay home than return to their job, people have left the workforce, then you add vaccine mandates and other things on top of that, our workforce participation rate has dropped, which is a big problem. So something we spend a lot of time on. I don't know if you all saw last week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the inflation numbers for March, and it showed 8.5%. inflation showed in the month of March, which is a 40-year high. And I actually think the real number that Americans and Kansans are paying, I think it's higher than that. Remember, anytime you see an inflation number, they pull out of that number the cost of fuel. They also pull out of that number the cost of food. And tell our farmers who are paying 300 or 400% increases in fertilizer, you know, that it's 8.5%. But regardless of what the number is, we all know that it's really high. I think we could be doing some things, too, on the regulatory front to really help inflation, but also our supply chains.
U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann, who was a guest at Town Hall Stops in Washington and Marysville Monday, will have those comments on our public affairs program airing this weekend, Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. An accident was reported in Gage County Friday night north of Odell. Michael Renz, age 64 of Odell, lost control on Southwest 61st near White Pine Road, overcorrected and went into the ditch, flipping the vehicle over onto its side. The driver was the lone occupant and was freed from the vehicle by Odell Fire and Rescue and reportedly suffered minor injuries in the accident shortly after 11 p.m. Friday. A vacancy remains on the Washington Library Board effective May 1st. Those interested should submit a letter of interest to the city clerk's office. Applicants must reside within Washington city limits. That position will remain open until filled. Forms and additional details may be obtained at Washington City Hall. Georgina M. Holthouse, age 76, of Baileyville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Georgina Holthouse. Dr. Rudolph Rudy Eichenberger, age 80, of Magnolia, Arkansas, passed away April 8th. Funeral service is planned Friday, April 22nd at 10:30 at the Salem United Church of Christ, Steiner, interment in the church cemetery. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Dr. Rudy Eichenberger. Marvin D. Bergstrom, age 87, of Cortland, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Covenant Church in Cortland. Burial in the Cortland Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Bergstrom.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here are your three bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son. This bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout the region today as another low pressure system starts to make its way through. And temperatures will start to warm up extremely quickly, with our highs in the lower 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Skies will clear up quickly overnight tonight, and temperatures will stay very mild, with our lows in the lower to upper 30s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s and upper 50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures continuing to rise throughout Thursday, and there will be another chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday, and another chance for some rain early Friday morning. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 68. Record high on this date, 97. The average low 44 and the record low 21. Sunset this evening 8:09. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43.
2022 is an especially good year if you like meteor showers. A preview of this week's viewing on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 20th, the 110th day of the year. Actor Shamar Moore has a birthday, and Boston's Fenway Park opened on this day exactly 110 years ago. About this time each April, the Earth's orbit passes through the debris trail of the comet Thatcher. As the bits of comet dust burn up in the atmosphere, we get the light show known as the Lyrid meteor showers. It's the world's oldest recorded meteor shower, logged in Chinese astronomical records from 687 BC. The shooting stars should be at their peak this weekend, falling at the rate of 10 to 20 per hour. This year, the moon will be in a waning gibbous phase during the peak, so the best viewing period will be between late night hours of April 21st and moonrise of April 22nd. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Salvador Perez homered twice, and Hunter Dozier hit another go-ahead home run to lift the Royals over the Minnesota Twins 4-3. Perez homered in the fourth off Chris Archer and tied the score 3-3 in the sixth. Later, Dozier hit a tie-breaking home run for the second straight game, following up his two-run drive in the sixth off Detroit's Will Vest in a 3-1 win on Saturday. Kansas center David McCormick has declared for the NBA draft per his Instagram page. McCormick averaged 10.6 points and 7 boards as a starter for the Jayhawks this past season. He also had a double-double in KU's national championship win over North Carolina, including the game-sealing basket in the final minute. Now, under NCAA rules, players can test the NBA draft waters before deciding to return to college basketball. McCormick does have an additional year of eligibility remaining. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches, because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The Wichita Wind Surge will transform into the club's alternate identity, the Turbo Tubs, during every Thursday home game of the 2022 season, excluding the May 5th Cinco de Mayo game. The team says the Turbo Tubs are a tribute to Wichita.
The wind sail and jet engines propel the porcelain bathtub onward, paying homage to the tub races once held on the Arkansas River. The troll found along the waterwalk near the Keeper of the Plains takes charge as captain, bringing to life the fabled tales heard by young and old throughout the community. The branding also includes a color palette of the one-of-a-kind sunsets uniquely occurring in the Midwest geographical region. That's according to the team. And keeping with the wind surge, thanks to a 6-4 win over Midland on Tuesday, the wind surge has now erased a slow start to the season and is now back at 500 and has won 5 straight games. The wind surge will play their second matchup of the 5-game series against the Rockhounds today. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central Thunder Spring sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the fans will be showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full-service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
Gardeners have long been recycling and repurposing items for use in the garden. Increase your efforts and inspire others this Earth Day as we work together to end plastic pollution. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Convert gallon milk jugs into mini greenhouses and cloches for the garden. Remove the bottom of the milk jug and set it over transplants to protect them from frost. Remove the cap on warm, sunny days. Replace it at night to trap the heat around the plants as the sun sets. Use fast food containers for growing microgreens. Punch a few holes in the bottom, fill with a quality seed starting mix, and plant your seeds. Soon you'll be harvesting tasty and nutritious sprouts for salads, sandwiches, or entrees. Save money and use yogurt and applesauce containers to start transplants from seeds. Punch a few holes in the bottom, fill with a quality potting mix, and plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
4 times each year, a group of people in Perry, Iowa are writing $100 checks to an important local cause of their choosing. They don't seek personal accolades for their donations. They simply meet as a group and vote on a different cause to support each meeting. is an idea that makes quite an impact. And the story is next on The American Countryside.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It's called 100 Plus for Perry. It's a group that meets in town four times each year to help fund a local cause. Linda Kaufman explains how it works.
If you have a project that you would like to present, when you come in, you write it on a slip of paper and put it in a box. And then when we start the meeting, we will draw three projects.
The three people who suggested the cause that was drawn from the hat then have 5 minutes to make a presentation to the group about why that project is worthy of funding. After hearing those three speeches, the group has a decision to make.
After the ballots are counted, Tom generally announces who to write the checks to, and everyone in the room then very happily writes a check for $100 to that project.
Members of 100 Plus for Perry have committed to writing a $100 check four times per year to the cause the group votes to fund that quarter. With the current group size, that equates to about $7,000 being given each quarter to the selected local nonprofit. Another member of Perry's group, Tom Lipovac, explains it's not members of other organizations coming to pitch an idea, but rather the people who make up 100 Plus for Perry.
Must be presented by a 100 Plus member, and membership's open to anybody at any time.
Tom and Linda saw similar groups in other towns, and they believe this is an important way citizens can get involved and be aware of the needs in their immediate area.
It's our town, and it's very easy to sit back, complain about a town, complain about a direction, or to try to do something about it.
You can hear the full interview by listening to episode 191 of Farming the Countryside. You can hear it at farmingthecountryside.com or on your favorite podcast platform. Driving the Countryside in Perry, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction for the Sherry Gregory Estate Saturday, April 23rd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 207 Broadway in Marysville. Tools, appliances, furniture, and household items will include a 22-inch snowblower, self-propelled mower, 6-foot and 8-foot stepladders. New appliances include a wall oven, 30-inch electric touch-top range, over-the-counter microwave, kitchen range hood, gas component cooktop, 28-foot refrigerator, plus other furniture and miscellaneous items. The real estate's a garage shop building with multiple doors and a loading dock for personal storage or use, located at the west end of Broadway. This auction for the Sherry Gregory Estate Saturday begins at 10 a.m. The real estate sells at noon at the site 207 Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you don't stock your pond with fish on a regular basis, hopefully they'll reproduce on their own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make it easier by providing a good spawning habitat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Icy brush piles and Christmas trees sitting on ice-covered ponds in the winter. When the ice thaws, it all falls in and creates habitat for fish. Adding structure to water is important to maintain the balance of large and small fishes. They're not too picky. Piles of concrete blocks, bundles of brush, just about anything will do for a nesting area. A lot of pond owners raise catfish, which like to hide and lay eggs in hollow logs on the bottom. Neil Vanderbosch with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says another priority for a good spawning habitat is water clarity.
Watch your runoff that's going into the pond. Where's your water source? Would be important. I've heard of people when they get too much algae, they want to treat that algae with chemicals and things like that, and you got to watch out. You can have an oxygen drop if you're using herbicides or algicides in there and things like that. Your runoff from your property into the pond gets sediment and nutrients coming in there, so you want to kind of protect your water quality.
The soil under the pond is something else to consider. The pond may be sitting on clay, which creates a mucky bottom. Bass, bluegill, and other panfish like to lay eggs in sandy, gravelly areas.
They're able to work their way down through quite a bit of soft sediment, but you know, if there's nothing down there below, and it's hard to create that sandy area in a man-made pond. Usually bluegills and sunfish will find a way to spawn, but that's the main criteria for panfish spawning.
A good spawning habitat also includes the right balance of vegetation. It provides a home for insects and other creatures in the panfish food chain and creates cover for the young fry. However, you don't want too much vegetation or anglers will find it difficult to fish in the pond. Learn more about creating a spawning habitat at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior care.com.
Oh,
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior care.com.
The legal questions surrounding farmer participation in the carbon marketplace. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. If you're going to participate in the agricultural carbon markets, be sure your legal bases are covered. So says Christine Tidgren, director of the Center for Agricultural Law and Taxation at Iowa State University.
We have to just make sure that we understand which program we're entering into, what our obligations are, what we're promising, how long we're going to be bound by the terms of this, and what is it that we're giving in exchange for whatever compensation we're promised.
Tidgren was a panelist in an online forum last week put on by the Farm Foundation. She says the carbon markets have been focusing on carbon credits for new production practices by farmers.
To have a high quality offset, you actually have to be promising the buyer some additionality, which means it only applies to new programs that you implement. Otherwise, it's not going to be a high quality credit.
And says Tidgren, be prepared to live with whatever carbon market option you choose.
When we are selecting programs to participate in, we have to select carefully because once we've enrolled in a program, we will likely be ineligible for another program unless there's some sort of portability.
There's a link to the forum video on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, this week officially kicks off National Volunteer Week that goes on from April 17th through the 23rd as Elisa Cruz, the American Farm Bureau Federation Managing Director of Leadership Development, says the Farm Bureau is using this week to celebrate the volunteer work of its members across the nation.
As us at Farm Bureau are building stronger rural communities and a sustainable future for agriculture, National Volunteer Week helps remind us where the power of our multi-million member organization really comes from. So we're highlighting that. We're elevating and celebrating the hard work that our volunteers do. Our volunteers don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk. And our county Farm Bureau leaders put in the work to help run this organization. So that's what National Volunteer Week is all about, is highlighting those awesome efforts.
She goes on to say that the Farm Bureau has a variety of members that can volunteer.
One cool thing about Farm Bureau is the variety of volunteerism opportunities that you have available to you as a member. So whether you have a heart for serving the under-resourced in your own community, or maybe you're rallying around a farmer or rancher in another state that has experienced some sort of natural disaster that are becoming way too more frequent, or maybe you're facilitating a discussion about policy issues that will promote profitability within the industry, there's a volunteer opportunity for you in Farm Bureau no matter what your strengths are.
Finally, she goes on to say that the volunteers are at its best the heartbeat of the entire organization.
So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart as a Farm Bureau member myself, and from all of American Farm Bureau employees. We just want to say thank you so much to our volunteers. We literally could not do this without you. So thanks for helping make Farm Bureau the strongest voice for all of agriculture in America today.
Again, National Volunteer Week is set throughout this entire week from April 17th through the 23rd. That again was Elisa Cruz, American Farm Bureau Federation Managing Director of Leadership Development. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to four models. Kia continues to innovate as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better way to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of four new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good Friday. The four CEOs of Cargill, Tyson, JBS, and National Beef have agreed to testify before Congress. Meatpacker bosses will discuss cattle markets and price increases for consumers. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott says it's important to find out why prices have dropped for ranchers and risen for consumers. He says in addition to the CEO panel, they'll bring together a panel of ranchers to hear what industry consolidation has done to the bottom lines and viability. He said rising prices and profits for meatpacking companies likely to draw more scrutiny from lawmakers in D.C. The Biden administration announced a plan in January for new rules that will increase competition in the industry and stop the exploitation within the sector. The concern is a small group of meatpackers can dictate beef, pork, and poultry prices, which will add to inflation pressure caused by rising production costs. The 21-22 winter wheat crop conditions has deteriorated considerably over the last few months. The latest USDA report suggests that only about 30% of the Kansas wheat crop good to excellent. The increased water demand led by greater fall biomass production was unfortunately met with below average precipitation in the late fall and winter, especially in western Kansas. leading the crop to experience early signs of drought stress in that portion of the state. While the crop in central Kansas is still mostly not undergoing severe drought stress, the recent increase in biomass as the crop goes to reproductive development will be accompanied by an increase in crop water demand, thus more precipitation needed shortly to avoid yield loss and drought. That's an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
There is a corn whiskey distillery where each bottle tells the story of the family who grew the corn. It's a unique way to share the farm legacy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Whiskey can last a long time. Just imagine having it as an heirloom from your farm. Ryan Baer is the founder and CEO of Century Farm Distillery in Spencer, Iowa. He and his wife Amanda opened the distillery in 2017 and came up with a program where farmers can turn their own corn into whiskey. He says they buy corn from the farmer, and the farmer agrees to buy 60 bottles of bourbon made from their corn, and the distillery markets the rest. The farm family also gets to keep one of the barrels.
Really unique program where a farmer can bring us 40 or 50 bushels of corn from their farm, growing on their farm, and we will make a barrel of whiskey out of that. In fact, about 3 barrels, so about 1,000 bottles of whiskey from 45 bushels of corn. The family agrees to buy 60 bottles of bourbon made using their corn, and that's essentially the deal. Of course, the used whiskey barrel, bourbon barrel, that looks great in your living room or basement.
It only takes a couple of weeks to grind the corn, ferment it, and distill it, but the aging process takes about 2 years. When finished, the spirits have some very special information on each bottle.
There's a little QR sticker that we put on the side, and that has the family's name, state and county where the corn was growing, and then a biography of that family is on our website. So it's really a unique way to memorialize a family's history, and ever more important because a lot of times these farms are owned by, you know, 3 or 4 different people who live in 3 or 4 different states who are maybe 1 or 2 generations removed from being on that farm. And so this is really a way to reestablish a connection back to that farm for those absentee landowners.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about Century Farm Distillery at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options
That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Wednesday today, as we get closer to the wrap-up of the day, we're seeing corn move a little bit higher. Kansas City wheat has gained back some of the losses that they were going through today. Soybeans are moving further into the green as well. In the corn market, things have bumped up a little bit here. May corn's up 10 cents right now at 8.14, even a bushel. We have July corn up by 8 cents right now as well at 8.07 and three quarters. Wheat market was right around that 20 cent losses for a while. They've come back up a little bit with May KC wheat only down 10 and a quarter cents now, sitting at 11.61 and a quarter. The July's down by 11 and three quarter cents at 11.64. and a quarter. In the bean market, May soybeans are up 28 and a half cents, sitting at 17.45 even. July's up 25 cents at 17.16 and three quarters. In the soybean market, May soybean meal sitting up 6.30 right now at 4.70 and 70 cents. July up 6.20 at 4.65.80. And the soybean oil seeing some green here with May up by 92 cents at 81.13. July in the green by 89 cents at 79.09. In the cotton market, they're not quite gaining back the losses from yesterday, but still positive as May cotton's up $1.83, sitting at 141.51. And the oat market is a little bit lower in the early futures with May oats down 20 cents at 726.5. July is up by 16 cents at 721 even a bushel. So they're kind of struggling a little bit right now. Over in the livestock market, mostly higher numbers here, not a whole lot of movement. April live cattle's up $1.35 at 142.70. Feeder cattle for April up 82 cents at 157.47. And lean hogs are struggling down by 170 at 113 even. U.S. dollar index for the day. First day we've seen some red on the board here in a while as June index is down 53 cents at $100.42. And 30-year bonds for June are up by a point, sitting at 141. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time for another mowing season, and Hale Sales and Service is the call to make. Hale Sales and Service has moved to 6024 North Broadway in Park City. New convenient location, same great people, and the customer service you deserve, along with the best zero-turn mowers on the market today. Hustler Turf Equipment. With over 60 years' experience, Hale Sales and Service has a great selection of Hustler mowers, as well as the state's largest in-stock selection of Hustler parts for all your service needs. Made by Kansans just down the road in Heston. Hustler mowers are built for outstanding cut, matchless operator comfort, and ready-to-go reliability. Plus, it's downright fun to mow with a Hustler zero-turn mower. Hales offers great incentives and easy on-the-budget finance options for all new Hustler mowers. New or used, parts and service, homeowners or contractors, call 772-5853 or stop by the all-new Hales Sales and Service at 6024 North Broadway in Park City. Conveniently located just off Highway 135 and the 61st Street exit. Hales Sales and Service.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like the gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing. as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me. I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven. When we're out together dancing cheek to
of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.